St. Paul is so right about human nature. There's a part of us that is attracted to the earthly man, Adam, the first man. But there's also a part of us that's very attracted to the last man, Jesus Christ. And we have this kind of dual nature. We're drawn to both, to darkness and earthiness and sin, and to life eternal, and to divine, sharing in divine life and divine passion and love. But Paul isn't talking just about that. I think more pointedly, he's talking about baptism. He's talking about the condition of a human being before baptism and the condition afterward. Before baptism, and it the earthly man comes first. We're born of the earth, born of human parents, and we come from the earth originally. But then after baptism, we take on the image of Christ on high. And so when Jesus is preaching that gospel message, and this follows directly upon his sermon on the plain, where he gives the Beatitudes, now he's giving some concrete examples of what those Beatitudes would look like in daily living. And it's kind of difficult. It's a real challenge to give to those from whom we can't expect repayment, to be kind and merciful to those who aren't going to appreciate it, to love our enemies who are persecuting us. And we have an example, and there are a number of examples from the scripture, but we have one in the first reading today. David, he has a band of about 50 men, and they're running from King Saul, who has 3,000 men, because he's so jealous of David that he wants to make sure that he puts an end to him, because he's afraid that David is going to take over his kingdom. At that point in his life, David has no such intention. David is totally innocent at this point. But Saul goes out to kill him. And so David and Abishai, they sneak into Saul's camp, and there lies the king with his spear in the ground next to him. And they have a chance to do away with him right there. But David holds back. David acts divinely instead of humanly, because God forgives those who don't care. God is merciful to the just and the unjust. And in this situation, Saul is totally unjust and deserves to die in human terms. But David acts divinely, and he takes mercy on him. Well, that was a stupid thing to do. You know, in human terms, that's not how you fight wars. That's not how you become king. But in divine terms, the divine king, Jesus Christ, the King and Lord of the universe, he acts in a divine way, and he has mercy. And so, despite the fact that we have a kind of a natural kinship to Adam, we are invited through baptism and through the repetition of initiation in Eucharist over and over again, eating and drinking of him, taking him into our bodies, being transformed gradually into him. We are taking on divine attributes. We're loving as God loves, not as the world would. And it's always a challenge. And so many times we don't feel up to that challenge. And yet that's our destiny. That's where we're going. That's what baptism is all about. It's saying goodbye to Adam and hello to Christ. It's saying goodbye to this world and the way this world views things and acts. Retaliating, guarding and protecting, making sure that we win, and becoming more like Christ, who takes the last place. And it's costly for him, and it's costly for us. What does it get him? He gets beaten, spat upon, crowned with thorns, and hung on a tree to die. Capital punishment. And there's a reason that when we are baptized, the priest and our parents signed us with the sign of the cross, which was a way of saying, you from now on belong to Christ, not to this world. But it also is a warning that this is going to cost you. It's going to cost you the same way that it cost Jesus. But the reward is great. It's about a lifelong learning how to give generously. And Jesus promises in that gospel today, give and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken. You know how wheat, you put it in a bucket and you shake it and then you can get another inch in there. And then still overflowing, which is a wonderful biblical way of saying God's generosity knows no bounds. Whatever we give will be given back to us immeasurably more. Eternal life, a very sharing in the life of God. Not just looking on God with admiration, but becoming part of the Trinity. Drawn up into that Trinitarian life that's about giving and receiving in an eternal dance of divine love. That's our destiny. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed. That's the final goal. But Jesus, from that future goal, is always pressing back into our present and saying, but you could have that now. You could be living that divine life now if you just let go of Adam and welcome Christ.